A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Chaf Hei, Ksubas 25a, pagination is 49. We're dealing with the fact that we paskin that Chala is Dirabonon, rabbinic, but we're going to make a distinction between one type of Dirabonon and a more strict type of Dirabonon that is ikara mida oraisa, fundamentally biblical, and therefore such a dirabanan which extends the biblical is going to be more strict. Just to mention, the mitzvah of challah is to take off a piece from the dough as we are kneading and making our own bread and give that piece to the kohen. In our time, we do not actually give it to the Kohen because the laws of impurity get in the way of actually fulfilling this mitzvah, and instead we take the portion off and we burn it. Just to note that the word challah is used in two different contexts. One is that we sometimes call the piece that's being taken off, we call that challah. And the other is that we call the entire loaf also by the word challah. For example, the Shabbos chalos. And both uses exist, and you just have to pay attention to what it is that we're referring to. But the mitzvah to take off the piece is called the mitzvah of challah. Counting up from the bottom of the page, about 20 lines, you'll see in the beginning of a line, Kasavar, he holds, Truma bizman hazeh dirabonon, that Truma in our time is rabbinic. And this is a topic which is discussed in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. And typically we do lean in that direction, assuming that Truma is rabbinic, and it allows for certain level of leniencies in different circumstances. You'll drop down to five lines from the bottom, six lines at the end of a line. Afilu leman de'omar Truma bizman hazeh de'oraisa, even if you were to hold that Truma is biblical, which again, as I mentioned just now, is not really the position that we take. But even if it were biblical, the Truma tithe, but Chala Dirabonon, Chala is definitely rabbinic. Detanya, as we learned. Bevoachem ala oretz, when you will come to the land, I bevoachem, just telling me when you come to the land, I would think that when two or three spies enter the land, already the mitzvah of challah begins, and you have to start taking this bread tithe off the dough. Talmud Lomar, bevoachem, when you will come collectively as a nation, Bevias kulchem amarti velo bevias miktzaschem. The mitzvah that was given was when all of you will come and not when some of you will come. And the Gemara then clinches this concept by saying, v'chi askinu Ezra, when Ezra brought the people back to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, what is called the Second Jewish Commonwealth, lav kulhu salik, they did not all come. A small, less than half percentage came with him. Rashi tells us, Rubon nisharu bebavel. Most people remained in Bavel, and therefore the mitzvah of challah, which is hinged on bevoachem, when you collectively as a nation will come, never got reinstated on a biblical level. The Shulchan Aruch therefore writes in Yoredeya Simen Shin Chaf Beis Seif Beis, Ein Chayovin Bechala Minatora Elo Be'eretz Yisrael Bilvat. The concept of challah, this mitzvah, is biblical only in Eretz Yisrael, shenemar, as the pasuk says, ba'acholcha milechem ha'aretz, when you will be eating from the bread of the land. Another condition, uvizman shekol Yisrael sham, and only when the entire Jewish people are there. Lefikach, therefore, chala bizman hazeh, chala in our time, afilu bimei Ezra be'eretz Yisrael, even during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, even in Eretz Yisrael, eina ela midivrehem is only rabbinic, because it did not fulfill this criteria of bevoachem, when you, as a nation, collectively, in your entirety, will come. There is, therefore, a leniency, which I would like to mention, because it highlights the distinction between the rabbinic of outside of Eretz Yisrael and the rabbinic of inside Eretz Yisrael. Even though we're maintaining that even inside Eretz Yisrael in our time, where you don't have the entire Jewish people, is only going to be rabbinic, but nevertheless, there's a difference between what type of rabbinic it is. The Mechaber in Simen Shin Chaf Gimel, towards the end of the siman, writes, Im ratza lecho techila va'achakach yafrish hachala b'chutz la'aretz mutter. If you want, you could eat and then separate the challah portion. If you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, that's permitted. Mipnei, because she'ein ikara ela midivrehem. Fundamentally, it's rabbinic. Masha ein kein, in contrast, when you're dealing with Eretz Yisrael, ikara, its fundamental obligation, is biblical, just we didn't meet the criteria. And therefore, this leniency does not exist in Eretz Yisrael. The leniency, again, the Rama explains, is tzorech l'shayer ma'at yoser mishir chalo shamafrish. You can leave over a little bit more than the portion of challah that you will be separating. And as long as part of the dough or challah is left in order to be able to make your separation in chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do that and you're allowed to start consuming the bread, understanding that you're going to be mafrish the challah, separate the portion, later. This leniency does not exist in Eretz Yisrael, because over there it's ikara min haTorah, fundamentally biblical. How does this leniency play itself out outside of Eretz Yisrael? So there are two basic applications. One application is if a person forgot to take challah and can't do so right now, for example, because it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're not allowed to take challah because it fixes the dough, an extension of the concept of makeh bepatish, doing the final act to make something usable. And therefore, we're in a quandary, how can we use the bread if we can't take challah? And the answer, if it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, is you make sure to leave over a portion from which you will take challah after Shabbos. And once you've done that, you're able to start consuming the bread based on this ruling that if you want to eat first and then take challah, you're allowed to if it's outside of Eretz Yisrael and a case where you're not able to do the mitzvah at this time, in this case because it's Shabbos. Another interesting case which deserves exploration is the case of a hashgacha giving certification on a bakery. Often, the bakery will make the dough, make the bagels, the bread, etc., very early in the morning. We're talking about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and they want to be able to begin sales right away for people on their way to work who want to make a purchase. Often, the mashkiach who's going to go in to the bakery to take challah for them is not going to show up until after davening. He may not show up until 7, 8, or sometimes 8:39 in the morning. What about all the things that have been sold, or can they do those sales, and people consuming those items even before challah has yet been taken? And again, whether it's right or wrong, and we could explore it and figure out the ideal way to take challah in a bakery setting, but there is this concept that exists, and if it needs to be applied, this would be the concept that a person is, outside of Eretz Yisrael, allowed to consume the bread as long as a portion was put aside and remained so that challah can later be taken from that mixture. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.